Welcome to another Gaslit podcast, and thank you very much indeed for listening, guys. So we've got this being audio recorded, and we're doing a little video this as well. So this will be on our video platform on the YouTube podcast. So wherever you're listening to, you can actually get this, and you can see my ugly face that's on here as well as. So, but we also have the YouTube channel called the Gaslit Podcast, and that has some bonus videos as well on which you can watch. So there's a bit more hands-on stuff that's not really suitable for audio only, but we chuck that on as well. So do subscribe to that and you'll get all the latest episodes there coming through to you as well. As I record this on Sunday night, ready to be edited this down for releasing on Tuesday morning. Today is Sunday the 12th, so it'll be the 14th when this will be released. Well, we're actually number 10 in the Feedspot top 35 plumbing podcasts. So absolutely fantastic that is. And that's only number 9 is Andy Cam from the Fixed Radio Plumbing and Heating Show, which is a massive radio show, plumbing and heating podcast. He is a big, big hitter in this game. And he's number 9 and we're number 10 doing this silly little thing here. So super excited about that. But thank you very much indeed, guys. And I'll continue carrying it on. So anyway, this is episode 37. So we're pressing on to and beyond the magical 52, which will be the 1 year anniversary. This week's episode, I'll be speaking about a previous job we did around CO poisoning. But let me tell you why or what it is so dangerously important. CO is harmful because it binds itself to the hemoglobin in the red cells of the blood, reducing the amount of oxygen that can be carried around the body and the brain. This can interfere with the oxygen delivery to the body's organs. People with the disease that affects the oxygen being delivered to the heart and brain, such as coronary heart disease, angina, asthma, anemia, are particularly at risk. Carbon monoxide, or CO, has many effects on the body, including short-term exposure can cause headaches, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, weakness, confusion, chest pains. Symptoms can feel like flu or even food poisoning. Long-term exposure can feel like flu-like symptoms, memory problems, loss of vision, dementia. Severe exposure can cause a loss of consciousness, seizure, and death. Neurological effects can cause cognitive and behavioural changes such as impaired thinking, concentration, irritability and impulsiveness. And in pregnancy, exposure can last in the last trimester can cause a lower birth weight in babies. According to the statistics released by the Office of National Statistics, throughout England and Wales, there is an average of 60 deaths a year due to accidental exposure to carbon monoxide, and up to 45% of those actually occur in the home. A lot of progress has been made over the number of deaths thanks to legislation requiring landlords to install carbon monoxide alarm. A lot of social media stuff around places in place about not using barbecues inside tents, which is a big thing for winter fishing, and also warnings about not using petrol and diesel generators indoors. Even running generators in garages with doors closed can cause a massive build-up very, very quickly. So it's super, super important and serious stuff. A simple CO detector can literally save your life. So burning gas, natural or liquid, solid fuels like a log burner or coal fire, these detectors are super important and cost around £20, and they can last about 7 years on the same battery. So make sure you regularly test its operation like you do your smoke alarms. Anyway, let me tell you a little story about a job that we did. So it was last year in 2024, and we had a job, and we was called out. The lady actually, I won't name any names, I won't say where it was because it's really, really a serious job we had, and she reported carbon monoxide. So went along there, so what's going on, let's have a look. And basically she was living in a mobile home. And she'd not long moved in, and she had, I think she had some electric heaters for the heating, a gas fire, but that wasn't being used. This was back in the summer, but she had a gas water heater. Now, this gas water heater was a really old open flue type, and what it had It had like a viewing window, like a little window about so big. And inside there, you could actually poke your finger in and touch the flame. It was a very old bit of kit, something we don't really have anymore. They have viewing windows, but the behind little glass panels, but this is so old. And then what actually happened was, when this unit was newly delivered into site and it was being plumbed in and connected up, for transportation, they got the top part of the flue and they unscrewed it and took it away for transportation purposes. And then no one had put it back on. They connected the gas up, fired it all up. Now, I'm not sure whether this was a windy day and it all blew back in. But unfortunately, she was actually found unconscious. And she got some medical assistance and she was taken to hospital for the effects of carbon monoxide poisoning. I think there may be some ongoing effects from that there as well. So I did see her the other day just in passing and I asked her how she was and how she's getting on. And she said she's getting there. So it's a really super serious stuff. But I don't think it had been too far off and she would have unfortunately passed. So with the flue on top of the boiler, what we do is the longer the flue, the more draw it will take before it sort of exits out and it had like a little cowling on the top. So by shortening down the flue onto the boiler, it didn't have the draw, the natural draw, because it wasn't a fan boiler, this water heater. So but another thing you need to think about is if you've got anything like this, when you turn the hot water on, you're running it for a shower, which might be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes. It'll run at full rate, so it'll be absolutely flying. And if it's not being drawn away properly, then it can then just actually just leak out. And then I think that's actually what did happen there. So we put the top of the part of the boiler on because we found the flue, put it on top, and we tested it out. And it all tested out absolutely fine and not a problem at all. And touching wood, as I like to do, even though I'm not superstitious, but obviously for the sake of someone's health, I'll do whatever's needed. There's been no further incidents. And we've got 2 CO alarms into that unit now, so just to be making sure. So that is a real example of something that only happened last year. So super important stuff. And I only bumped into her the other day, so I thought I'm just going to do this again on CO. So there we are. Anyway, so we still have the winter season that's upon us. So I had a message on social media from one of our customers, actually. And I've been off today, being Sunday. I've done some bits and pieces. Went for a lovely little walk as the sunrise down in Broadstairs. It was a bit chilly, -4. I still had my shorts on, of course. And we took the dog down there, a little family thing. We walked along, but the snow was frozen. It was amazing. It was great. Anyway, so we had this message from one of our customers. And they got a 3-port valve. So they're saying that the heating wasn't working. So I said, oh, lock the 3-port valve over and that will then put it into the heating position. And then if that doesn't then kick in, because if there's some problem with the timer or the thermostat, then turn the hot water on. And then what that will do is the boiler will go, because the hot water doesn't use the 3-port valve for its command. So that will, for turning on. But so the boiler will fire up. It'll get to the 3-port because it's locked over in the heating only position. Then it'll fly down. And while we've got this little cold snap here of sort of -2, -3, -4 degrees, that will then give us some heat for this evening until we can get along tomorrow and replace the 3-port valve. So just a little tip for you there, guys. If you've got one of those, just keep it simple, get it over, and whoever you're going to get to come out, whether it be us or somebody else, doesn't matter, that's how you can get your heating on and get it done. So we've got a new inspection camera. So I'll do a little video on this for the YouTube channel. Obviously, it's a little bit visual, and if you're only listening on the audio only, but you can see the tip of the film, the camera wobbles a little bit. So really super excited to do a little video to show you that, guys, and how that can be, how that can work. And that'd be really good for when we get those little water leaks and we get the camera down there and we can just twist the tip there, no rude comments in the comments section, and then we can just pop it in there and we can have a little look, and it records as well, so we can do a little video, pull it out, and we can have a little playback on it. So super excited about losing that. Wasn't too expensive either in the scheme of it. Comes in a nice bag, so we'll have that for the team if we get called out to any sort of water leaks or any sort of inspection issues that we need. So we've got a new bit of kit there. So last week on a massive day up in Nottingham for our commercial customers. So I left at 3:30 in the morning, went up to Nottingham, got to the first job, got the jobs done another job on the way home in Milton Keynes, then got some boiler parts, then went across into Colchester and got a job done there, and then come back. So it was a massive day, to be honest. 3:30 in the morning, I got back at 6:00 at night. So I can tell you what, Saturday morning, I didn't get out of bed until 9:45. It's not me at all, but I was absolutely creamed of the cracket. So it was a big week last week on that Friday for us. So the boys have been super busy out on the road. The phones have been mad. Hopefully we're going to be getting a new admin assistant as well on a part-time basis, coming into the business, helping us out. There's some other bits that I've managed to get going last week, so I'll make a big announcement on social media and on the website about that. But we should be able to get that running this week, so I'm super excited. I've been working on it for absolutely ages and found a little way of getting that done. Last week's winner on the podcast for the little Echo speaker was actually one of our overseas listeners. So thank you very much indeed. We're going to get that packaged up and we're going to get that sent out to you. So thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll get that done and dusted. Right, let's get the podcast wrapped up. And thank you very much indeed, guys. So CO, super, super important. There's plenty of stuff on the internet about it. There's loads of statistics. And unfortunately, up to 60 deaths a year. I think that was 2021, that statistic come out from Google there. So, you know, that's 60 too many. And 45% of those. So that's probably about 27, 28 of those deaths were within the home. So, really, really be careful there, guys. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I've got a new little bit of kit I've been using, so hopefully this has come out okay. I've got no way of previewing it at the moment. So I've got a new camera and this new little setup that we've got here. So fingers crossed it's all come out okay. If it's rubbish, then we'll change it. If it's great, we'll carry on with it. Take care, guys. Thank you very much indeed, and have a fantastic week. Take care. Goodbye.